This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield from Intermountain Health with Your Life, Your Health. Intermountain Health physicians have seen too many carbon monoxide poisonings from boating, many involving young children. The Centers for Disease Control began studying carbon monoxide poisoning related to boats in 2000. Since then, thousands of carbon monoxide poisonings and hundreds of deaths have been reported. Lethal concentrations of carbon monoxide can accumulate in just seconds. Carbon monoxide is produced when an engine that uses a carbon-based fuel like gasoline is left running. It's a colorless, odorless, and tasteless gas that is undetectable by human sense that can poison or kill someone who breathes too much of it. But carbon monoxide poisonings are preventable. In many of these cases of poisoning, they occurred near the back of the boat, close to the exhaust, where the children went from normal health to serious condition in minutes, said Dr. Lyndall Weaver, Intermountain Health's Medical Director of Hyperbaric Medicine at Intermountain Medical Center and LDS Hospital. Dr. Weaver suggests never spending time near the rear or stern of a boat while the engine is running. This includes hanging onto the back of the swim platform or being towed close to the boat. When carbon monoxide poisoning causes you to pass out and fall into the water, drowning is likely. That's why it's so important to educate everyone on the symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning. They can often be mistaken as just seasickness. The main symptoms of poisoning include headaches, dizziness, weakness, vomiting, and confusion. If you think a person on your boat has carbon monoxide poisoning, move them to fresh air right away and contact the nearest emergency services. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Health on KSL News Radio.